Discipleship levies a cost. Following Jesus is not one interest alongside a bunch of other interests, so saith the Lord. Following Jesus is not some simple, trite admission that God exists or maybe he might be real. Following Jesus is not first about being nice and having good manners. For to follow Jesus, if we are to dare to live our lives as genuine and as intentional disciples of Jesus, then it is for us to permit, for us to allow Jesus' ways, his words, and his actions to become the very gravitational pull of our daily living. Friends, discipleship, it levies a cost. It's depicted, this nature of discipleship and its cost, in various ways in the gospel. I recall, for example, the fishermen leaving their nets, that is, leaving their former ways of living, casting it behind them in order to take to heart Jesus's way, so that an entirely new frontier may be explored. There's the rich young man who was so anxious to become a disciple, worked really hard to run up to the Lord and to share this zeal with the Lord. He goes away sad because he would not relinquish that which was getting in the way. And instead, he wanted to approach discipleship like a negotiated settlement. And Jesus says, no, following me will be on my terms, surrendering to my ways. Jesus sets the terms. It's for us to accept them or not to accept them. Okay, it's within this context that we can rightly understand these very unsettling words that are heard in today's gospel from the 14th chapter of Luke. Words of Jesus concerning mother and father, concerning wife and children. Of course, these precious relationships are foundational preoccupations for all of us. These beloved ones legitimately command our love, our loyalty, our attention. As spoken by Jesus in this passage, what it means is this: to regard with less affection, or to love less, or to esteem less. Even though it gets translated as hate, our Lord states instead what is to be a proper ordering. That's what he's emphasizing in this use of hyperbole, that the Lord says God must be first in our daily living. And then other relationships, including those most precious and beloved to us, they find their meaning, they find their fulfillment, they find their joy by God being first. Jesus demands that we place God as the one and only Savior and Messiah of our lives, not alongside others. In this way, genuine discipleship, or what we're so accustomed here, a little flower referring to as intentional discipleship, it's really about placing first things first and then keeping it that way. And it's hard. It's really hard. Friends, discipleship, it doesn't happen accidentally, and it doesn't happen haphazardly. We don't luck into it. Like a king making ready for battle, our Lord gives us the image. Or a contractor about to build a tower, the Lord gives us that image. So too are we to consider this cost as we set out to follow Jesus, so that we can achieve what we set out to do. I'd like you to pray after me. Just feeling the pull to ask for the Lord's help in this regard. So please pray after me. Lord Jesus Christ, I surrender myself into your hands without reserve and with boundless confidence. Make me your disciple.